harmony of the Gospels. This morning we're going to be talking about Peter's denial of the Lord. Let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you have included this in your word, showing us man's frailty and your marvelous mercy and grace. We ask now that you'll bless our study this morning. For in Jesus we pray, amen. All right. The Lord has been taken captive. He's appeared before some of the religious leaders. He's appeared before some of the political leaders. And right now, they've taken him off. And we want to see what Peter was doing during this time, all right? And notice our very first question on our sheet. What did Peter do when they led Jesus away? Well, Matthew says it like this, but Peter, he followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace. And he went in, he sat with the servants to see the end. All right? Mark says, and Peter, he followed him, oh yes, afar off, even unto the place of the high priest. And he sat with his servants, and he warmed himself at the fire. So we get a little bit more information, don't we, from Mark's account. Now, Luke, here's our abbreviated aspect. And Peter, he followed afar off. So we saw this, this thought, and of course, John says this. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. We talked about this the last time. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and he went in with Jesus into the place of the high priest. So they've gone in, we're going to see that they're gone to Caiaphas' place, and there's another one with Peter. And this is I just wanted to introduce our lesson with that, these words that we looked at last week. But then here's what we read next. Where was Peter when Jesus was before Caiaphas? All right, now here's what we find out. Now Peter, he sat without in the palace. So there must have been like an outer wall and an inner wall. Now he's outside, and Mark says, and Peter was beneath in the palace. Luke says, and when they had kindled a fire, we heard that earlier, in the midst of the hall, there were set down together, Peter sat down among them. And then John says this, kind of interesting, and Peter stood at the door without. So we're going to get some more information from John. He's not even in. He first gets to the gate, and he hasn't been let in here. He's going to get in, but watch how this happens. How did Peter get into the palace? Then, notice this is John's account, then went out that other disciple. Remember those two? Now went out the other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and he spake unto her that kept the door and brought Peter in. So they both go there, but one gets in because obviously he's known, all right? Peter is still outside. The other disciple comes, talks to the gatekeeper, this lady, and she allows Peter then to come in. All right, this is what we're seeing as we harmonize all the Gospels together. Mark says it like this. All right, excuse me. Who came to Peter and what did she say? And a damsel, okay, just described as a damsel, came unto him saying, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. All right, that was her perception. Mark. There cometh one of the maids, all right? This damsel is now described as one of the maids of the high priest, Mark. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, and thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. Luke. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. John. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter. art not thou also one of this man's disciples? So here's our setting. This individual, keeper of the door, let him in. She is watching and observing, and she perceives that Peter was, in fact, one of the Lord's disciples. And she is asking this question. Now, she's asking of Peter, but remember, there are others around, others hearing these words. And so what do you think is going through Peter's mind? As she is saying, are not thou also one of these man's disciples? This man was also with him. Thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. All right, as she's making that comment, he's thinking what? Yeah, I'm dead meat, right? Well, here's his first denial. Here we go, first denial. How did Peter respond to her? But he denied before them all, okay? Because others are hearing, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Mark says, but he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. What are you talking about? Huh? Luke, and he denied him, saying, I know him not. Oh, that's what that should say. Not now, not. And John says, he saith, I am not. Meaning what? I'm not one of his disciples, all right? So here we see he's denying him. Now, there's maybe you caught Luke. Take a look at Luke before you turn to the next sheet. Did you see what? Anything about Luke that might be a little bit? He denied him. Well, wasn't it a lady who asked? Yeah, it was a lady who asked. But remember, he denied before them all, Matthew says. So there were other ones, and maybe a particular individual stepped forward to, you know, whatever, but he is denying them before all of them. Now, take a look at the third sheet. Where did Peter go to get away from her? All right, because, whew. And when he was going out into the porch, okay, he's off, he's gone off, he's moved away from this group. Mark says, he went out into the porch. Oh, and what happens? And the cock crows. That's the first one. So he's gone out, went into the porch area. And here's the cock crow. Maybe at this point, it doesn't mean much to him. Who came to Peter a second time? And what did she say? Another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Mark says this. And a maid saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. Luke, after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And John says, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? So it may be that as one began to ask, then more began to chime in. Hey, are you one? Hey, you know, others are jumping in. What about, is she saying, are you? So, and that would probably make it even more forceful if two or three or four or five begin to ask, because you're beginning to, now, no doubt Peter's beginning to think, man, what are they going to do to me? Okay? Because some of them, okay, go ahead, yes. Yes. It's getting stronger. Yep. Now, here we come to a second denial. How did Peter respond to her? Well, and again he denied with an oath. I do not know the man. Mark, And again, he denied it. Luke. And Peter said, man, I am not. John. He denied it and said, I am not. Now, what about making an oath? What do we know about that? You know what Matthew says? Let me read it to you. Matthew 5. This is the Lord's teachings about making oaths. He says this, verse 33. Again, ye have heard that it's been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by earth, for it's his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So, you know, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. And we know but that if one makes, of course, there's the aspect of he's making this oath. Now, we're not told, he says, and again, he denied it with an oath. You know, did he say, on my mother's grave? By the gold in the temple? We don't know what oath that he was making. But he's going to make it more adamant. And he makes this oath. Hey, and I'm not that man. Now, I write on the very bottom of your sheet, I said, Peter was asking to be cursed if what he was saying was not true. That's what a... in the aspect of making an oath. Oh, hey, if I'm not telling you the truth, you know, may the devil dance on my grave. So that's what we're seeing thus far. How about the next sheet? Any questions on that? Well, what were the servants and officers doing? Okay. John only makes this account. And the servants and the officers, they stood there. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got more than just bond slaves, don't we? And the officer stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed himself. And Peter stood with them, and he warmed himself. So now we see that another reason why maybe the fear got up, because, you know, they were not just only servants there. They were also in the presence soldiers. All right, here we go. Who came to Peter a third time, and what did they say? And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and they said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Okay, speech betrayeth thee. Mark says this. And after a little while, they that stood by said again to Peter, thou surely art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. And then in Luke, your Luke 22:59 says this, and about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. So his dialect, many of his disciples that were following were from the area of Galilee. Now, one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, oh, my goodness, did not I see thee in the garden? All right, now let's see. We got some maid servants. We got other servants there. But along with those servants, we also have some soldiers. But hold on, wait a minute. Who else is there? Yeah, a kinsman to the one who's lost the ear. And they're all saying, you notice that they that stood by, they, another, one of the servants. So this thing is not being affirmed by just a single individual over and over. This thing is being affirmed by many. And one of the things they're talking about is the Aramaic dialect, and which they could see in the noticeable differences in the pronunciation of his words. It was giving him away. He was a Galilean. He was a follower of Jesus. All right, here comes the third denial. How did Peter respond to them? Third denial, Matthew says this. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Now this is what? You will deny me three times before the cock crows twice. And he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. And the second time, the cock crow. Or crew. Luke. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And then John says, Peter then denied again, and immediately, three of them, the cock crow. Wow. So, who do we have looking at Peter at this time? Well, only Luke gives this account, all right? On the top of your next page, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Just as all this is coming down, just as his third denial and the cock crows, the Lord looked upon him. And what did Peter remember? Well, Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter, call to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Luke, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Now I give you the reference to that, Matthew 26. Verses 31 through 35. So let me just read that to you because we've got a few minutes here. We're going good. Well, maybe we better not, but that's good. You just, because we got to cut it short. But there's the. But here's what we see. The prophecy is being what? Fulfilled. What the Lord had said has now come to pass. All right? All right, one more thing here. How did Peter respond when all this happened? Oh, and he went out and he wept bitterly. Mark says, and when he thought thereon, he wept. And Peter went out and he wept bitterly. Now, I ask you this question. Why do you think, and let's take a look at, we can look at Mark's account. All right, and look, go through this. Mark 14. Why do you think Peter denied Christ? Now, you and I know, what are the two primary root sins? Pride and lust. Okay. So we're going to assume it. Probably we're going to see some of that, right? Well, let's take a look at Mark 14. Look at verse 29. Peter said unto him, after Jesus has said they would all deny him, although all shall be offended, oh, yet will not I. Oh, the other disciples might deny you, but I'll never, not I. Look at verse 30 and 31. Jesus saith, and verily I say unto you, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. But so here we see a real spirit of a pride, don't we? But along with the pride, what else is missing? Well, look at Mark 14. Look at verse 37. Remember, he's gone up there and he prayed, all right? And said he here, he says in verse 32, while I shall pray, he taketh with him Peter and James and John and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he said to them, Oh, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, fell on the ground, prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and he findeth them sleeping. And he saith unto Peter, he says, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is truly ready, but the flesh is weak. So we're trying to find out some reasons why Peter denied Christ. One, we saw the pride. Oh, I will never do that. What's the second one? Yeah, there was no prayer. He was fast asleep. The Lord had said, watch and pray, that you don't enter into temptation. So what are we learning here? Okay, be careful about our pride. Because here's Peter, and we know he is one of the three closest to the Lord. And yet we see him denying him. Why? The spirit of pride. Any of us can come to a place where we say, oh, I'll never do anything like that. And the second thing that we see is that we better keep prayed up. And we better be praying, you know, part of the Lord's prayer, you know, hey, and lead me not into temptation. Well, there's something else here. Let me show you this. Look at verse 54 in Mark. What else do we find? And Peter followed him afar off, even to the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants, and he warmed himself at the fire. Now, this might seem insignificant, but I thought about this. One of the reasons why we get tempted at times is because we go to the wrong place. We hang out with the wrong people. And their influence upon us can cause us to fall when being tempted. Now, how much of that is here? I don't know. But I just thought about it, is that what I see a number of Christians, they fall. And why do they fall? Because they go to a place where they shouldn't be. And then there's this last one, verse 71. And I read this, and he denied. I'm reading verse 70. And he denied again a little after that. They that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. And he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man whom ye speak. Why? What's going on? There's another thing that causes us to fall, and that's fear. Peter would fall into temptation because of his fear. Fear of men. Hey, come on, let's go drink. Well, we're fearing, oh, man, what are they going to say to me? What are they going to think about me? I guess I can have just the one. And peer pressure. That's why I'm cautioned about not being a place where we ought not to be. Because Christmas time, you know, they have all the parties and everybody's invited out. And you have to be very careful. You know, about this. I told you after I got saved, every 4th of July, it was a beer fest that we had at my mom and dad's. And one, honor mom and dad. But we would go the night before, stay until noon, celebrate with mom and dad, and then leave. Because I know at noon what's going to happen. In comes the beer keg. In comes all the filth of my uncle and his speech and so forth. And so we would say our goodbyes. We'd honor mom and dad, but then we'd exit out. And there's a lot of temptation that sometimes we put ourselves into. And where we think, I'll never deny my Lord. But because of temptation, you know, we do. Well, all right. Let me ask you this. We got it probably. What did our verses teach us about our triune God? God's going to give us opportunities to confess him before others. He does. And what God says comes to pass, the cock crow. What does it teach us about mankind? Even God's children can be fearful. God's children can deny the Lord by what they say. God's children can lie about being his followers. God's children can repent. God's children can deny Christ because of pride, lust, no prayer, wrong place, and the fear of man. These are some of the things we have. Okay, how might these verses change our behavior? Well, I purpose to take heed that I'm capable of denying my Lord. You better take heed of that. If and when I do deny my Lord, I purpose to sincerely repent. I purpose to be mindful. It's my pride, my lust, is evidenced by my lack of prayer, trusting in myself, placing myself in temptation, fearing men that can cause me to deny my Lord. Those are just some of that I jotted down. But that was what we saw concerning Peter. Let this whole situation be a good warning for any and all of us that, you know, this time of the season when we're seeking to honor the birth of our Lord and Savior, that we don't fall into the place of temptation. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this good warning from the life of Peter. Lord, we can learn, and we should learn, not only from our failures, but from the failures of others. And Lord, help us to be mindful that, and your word tells us, take heed lest any fall. So Lord, help us to take into account this situation and beware that any and all of us can be tempted at a time to deny our Lord in some way, some fashion. Help us, Lord, I pray, by your grace and mercy, to remain faithful and true to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.